Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and today I'm going to be presenting the fifth of what may turn out to be a 25-part series that I've titled Hope, Not Hate. And it's going to be featuring music by composers who were incarcerated and many of them killed or murdered in the Nazi prison camps in Germany before 1945. The music has all been composed between the years of 1933 and 1945 while these composers were in these prison death camps. I'm going to start the program with the Jewish national anthem that was arranged here for men's chorus by Robert Emanuel Heilbut, H-E-I-L-B-U-T, who lived between 1919 and 1945, and he was the featured composer on my last episode of this program. Wonderful music, and the national anthem sung here, of course, in Hebrew, translated is, "A while within a Jewish breast beats true a Jewish heart, and Jewish glances turning east to Zion fondly dart." We just heard Hatikva, in English, The Hope. It's a 19th century Jewish poem and the national anthem of Israel, performed by a men's choir, music arranged by Robert Emanuel Heilbut. For those who are just tuning in for perhaps the first time, this program is concerned with the music composed by mostly men, but there are some women in this project, who were incarcerated in Jewish prison camps, death camps, between the years 1933 and 1945. This is an apolitical program, and the history that I know about it is simply what I've read from liner notes and some articles. The conditions, as you can imagine, were horrendous. A great many of these people died both of natural, well, not natural causes, I would say, from tuberculosis and pneumonia in the horrible conditions that they found themselves in. A great many of them were gassed and murdered in the camps. What a horrible name, a camp for that sort of thing. However, I've learned an awful lot about this music, and today's program is dedicated to Erwin Schulhoff, S-C-H-U-L-H-O-F-F, who was born in 1894 and died in 1942 in a camp. He was born in Prague into a Jewish German family. His father, Gustav, was a wool merchant from Prague, and his mother, Louise, from Frankfurt. Anton Dvorak encouraged Schulhoff's earliest musical studies, which began at the Prague Conservatory when he was only 10 years old. He studied composition and piano there and later in Vienna, Leipzig, and Cologne, where his teachers included Debussy, Max Reger, Fritz Steinbach, and Willy Thurn. He won the Mendelssohn Prize twice, for piano in 1913 and for composition in 1918. He served on the Russian front in the Austro-Hungarian Army during World War I. He was wounded and was in an Italian prisoner of war camp when that war ended. He lived in Germany after the war before returning in 1923 to Prague, where he joined the faculty of the conservatory in 1929. He was an extremely prolific composer. We only will touch on the music, some of the music he wrote, but we're limited to the time between 1933 and 1945. We're going to listen now to a suite for chamber orchestra. And, you know, it is very hopeful music. It's hard to believe that people can write under those conditions, but this is for a small chamber orchestra. There are six movements to this little gem: ragtime, waltz, Boston, tango, shimmy, step, and jazz. This is performed by the Saarbrücken Radio Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard Erwin Schulhoff, a piece of music called Suite for Chamber Orchestra with the Saarbrücken Radio Symphony. He wrote 8 symphonies, if you can imagine, not all of them while imprisoned. However, number 8, which we're going to hear just the first movement of now, is only scored for piano, but it's the first movement of a symphony in his mind. This is performed by Francesco Lutoro, the gentleman who is responsible for this huge set of music that I'm relying on for this series, a wonderful pianist, an Italian composer, and he will be playing the first movement of Schulhoff's Symphony No. 8. Thank you. We just heard the first movement of Erwin Schulhoff's Symphony No. 8, Opus 99, performed on piano by Francesco Lotoro. We're going to also listen now to the finale of that symphony, and this one was completed by Lotoro. In other words, the music was not complete. It was probably in a very sparse manuscript of some kind that Lotoro has done his best to recreate. So let's listen now to the finale to Symphony No. 8 by Schulhoff, who died in one of the many death camps in Germany in 1942. We just heard movement number 5 of Erwin Schulhoff's Symphony No. 8, performed for us by Francesco Lotoro. You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and I'm presenting program number 5 out of 25 or 30 programs titled Hope, Not Hate. which involves music written between the years 1933 and 45, while prisoners were incarcerated in death camps in Germany toward the end of World War II. Schulhoff was one of the first generation of classical composers to find inspiration in the rhythms of jazz music. Schulhoff also embraced the avant-garde influence of Dadaism in his performances and compositions after World War I. Incredibly prolific, as I mentioned earlier. The list that I have is 50 or 60 pieces. We heard that one was Opus 99 that we heard today. An eclectic set of music for sure. We're going to finish the program from Mr. Schulhoff with his string quartet number one, titled Five Pieces for String Quartet. And they integrate modernist vocabulary, neoclassical elements, jazz and dance rhythms from a variety of sources and cultures. There are, as I mentioned, five pieces in this: Vienna Waltz, Serenade, Czech Folk Music, Tango, and Tarantella. And this was performed live at the Off the Hook Chamber Musical Festival in the year 2015. Thank you. We just heard Schulhoff's five pieces for string quartet. Mr. Schulhoff is today's dedicated composer from the series I'm calling Hope, Not Hate. And wonderful music and worthy of further exploration for sure. I'm going to finish the program today with, once again, the National Anthem of Israel, titled Hope.
Cool.
Thanks for joining me today, folks, here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. You can tune in this evening at 7 o'clock to hear early music now with Sarah Schneider and the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.